It's John Reed on News Radio WRVA, January of 2019. So we're in a brand new year, and that means it's time for another podcast from the We Are VA Experts podcast that so many of you go to each and every month. And we're joined today by Clayton Getz of Mission Realty. And I talk about Clayton on a regular basis on the morning show, Richmond's Morning News. And we're really glad to have Clayton have a couple of extra minutes, an extended amount of time to talk to us about the Richmond real estate market, since he's a Richmond guy and knows this stuff inside out. What, Clayton, first of all, I'm glad to have you here. What's your take on where our market is, you know, separating it out from the national scene? What do you think of the Richmond real estate market right now?
Yeah, thanks, John, and good to be with you again. So the expectations for our market are actually really positive. And, you know, I'm always looking at historical trends and you know, trying to determine based on not only historical trends, but, you know, what's going on today locally. And you got to look at nationally too, John, as you know, because that has – things typically start out west if you look at historical trends, and then they slowly move their way over here to the East Coast. For example, when the market crashed in 2006, 2007, it hit California and the West Coast first very aggressively. Well, it didn't really reach us until 2008.
Right.
So that same trend is beginning to take place out west as we speak. The home prices are decelerating. They're not accelerating. They're decelerating. They're not going negative, but they're not going up as quickly as they were for the first time in 3 years, John. So that's when you look at the national numbers as a whole, that's what's happening.
All right. So
the expectations.
You share that data point with me, and I'm not sure what that means I should do. If I'm thinking about buying or selling, does that mean you know, hold for the next 24 months, or should I be motivated to jump in the market? What would be the checklist you'd go through to try to make that decision and make a smart conclusion?
Yes. So that's where, you know, I was thinking about this before our call as I was doing some additional research, John. It's actually, there's not a right or wrong answer, believe it or not, John, because prices are not expected to decrease this year. They're still expected to increase in our market. So if you're thinking about selling, I mean, it's certainly a great time to sell. Now, they're not expected to increase as much as they have over the past 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So that's good news for buyers if you're thinking about buying.
Right.
But this is not the time for homeowners to, you know, we're certainly not in freakout mode over here, right?
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about selling, it's still certainly a good time to do that. But don't feel like you have to jump in the market because you know, crazy things are happening this year, and crazy things are not expected to happen based on over 100 economists and market experts. Things are not, the real estate market as a whole, and here in Virginia, we're just not expecting to go through a significant recession like we saw in the past in terms of housing. In fact, it looks like home prices in most areas are going to continue to increase for the foreseeable future.
Okay,
so that's good news.
That is good news. I mean, any time somebody brings up the R word, recession, it causes me a great deal of anxiety. So I'm glad to, you know, put that off. At least we hope put that off. Now, the other factor in this, and you know, we've got analysts on the morning show on a regular basis talking about the predictions about interest rates. Where do you see that going, and how should someone analyze their existing rate with the hope that maybe they'll find something better or not be priced out with what has been a slow increase over what the last year, right?
Yeah. So, and again, it's really interesting when you look at the historical data associated with that, John, because back in the 1970s, the average interest rate was 8.86%. And then you go into the 80s, where the average interest rate was 12.7%, John.
Wow.
It's crazy. Like, you know, people actually lived through that. And in the 1990s, the average was 8.12%. And in the 2000s, we've actually averaged 6.29%. And we're sitting today around 4.5% for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. And John, 3.86 7.5% for a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage,
wow.
Which I'm a big fan of. So rates are incredibly competitive if you're thinking about buying, and they're not we're not expecting them to go bonkers this year.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they went up, you know, a point, we'd still be well below historical, averages. So I just think if you're a homeowner or if you're thinking about buying, we're just in a really stable market right now, which is good news. You know, we thought last time we talked, in fact, I mean, the things were trending like nobody really had a good answer. We were saying recession, hey, let's get ready. But the way the numbers are playing out now, again, the experts are saying it's looking like it's going to be a pretty stable market for the next few years.
Well, that's good news, too, and should inform the decision whether you're looking to jump into the market and buy a new property or whether you're thinking this might I've accumulated some wealth in this property and it's time to cash out. I think that's probably good news on both ends. Hey, before I let you go, I wanted to tell you something. I don't know if you've heard me mention this on the morning show, but your team, I bought my house 3 months ago, I guess, and I got the nicest text message during the snowstorm the other day from one of your agents who said, hey, I just want to make sure, since this is the first snowstorm, is everything okay at your house? Did we miss anything? Is everything good? And I thought, you know what? Some agents that I've worked with over my life, you wouldn't have gotten them to pick up the phone if something had gone wrong. They would not have wanted to deal with that. And I really appreciated the fact that they were willing to proactively reach out to me and check and make sure. And everything was good, so there was no problem. But and I promise, if you're listening to this, we didn't set this up in advance. This is really me just telling you what happened, and I appreciated it very much. So
yeah, you just actually made me a little emotional because that's why we do what we do, John. And I'm an emotional man to begin
okay.
with, but sincerely,
well, it meant a
that's
lot
why
to
we
me.
Do what
I,
we do.
Yeah.
So that, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Well, thank your team for following up and being upfront and looking after.
Yes, sir.
Looking after everybody out there. All right, it's Clayton Getz, who is the CEO of Mission Realty, powered by eXp Realty. We have him on the air on Richmond's Morning News on a pretty frequent basis, and we're delighted always to have Clayton with us on the We Are VA Experts podcast. Now, if you'd like to talk to Clayton and his team at Mission Realty, let me give you a phone number. It's 804-545-4440, 545-4440. And as always, you can check out Clayton and the entire team at Mission Realty at soldinrichmond.com. Thanks, Clayton.
Appreciate you, John.